Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An 18-month-old boy kidnapped by his father this morning is now back safely home with his mother. Our Pete Demetrio has more.
The incident started on Vine Street in Hollywood, where officers found a battered woman, and she told them her little boy had been taken by her partner and had driven off to the San Fernando Valley. Detective Roger Clore said officers in Hollywood and the Valley began a joint operation within minutes.
Our first concern was getting the child safely back in custody. The officers were able to contact the suspect and negotiate his dropping the child at a safe location up in Van Nuys Division.
Detectives managed to stake out the location and saw the man walk into a daycare center where the little boy had been before. Once he came out of the building and it was confirmed that the child was safe, units blocked in the man's car and he surrendered without any use of force. The man, who has a previous incident of domestic violence in his past, is now facing multiple new charges. The little boy suffered no injuries and has been reunited with his mother. In Hollywood, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
USC Athletics Director Mike Bone today abruptly resigned. He hired football coach Lincoln Riley, who led the team to a top 15 ranking last year. Bone also helped engineer the school's move to the Big Ten next year. But Scott Wolf of the website Inside USC tells KNX he has run into trouble with employees in his own department.
I definitely think he was pushed out. The university did an investigation. There were complaints about his hiring practices. I've also heard some complaints about his anger management issues. This was one of those things that reached the administration and human resources. Definitely, you know, shocking news, but he didn't leave on his own will.
He says one of the early favorites to replace him is Washington State AD Pat Chun, who worked at Ohio State for 15 years, so has plenty of Big Ten experience.
Police in Oakland are investigating a crash that was caught on video and posted on TikTok. It shows a white driver yelling racial slurs to a black motorist and passengers. A passenger begins to record the behavior, and when he sees the camera, the driver throws up his middle finger. Cars are honking during the incident, and you can hear people telling the man to shut up. He doesn't heed that advice and crashes into a wall. It happened Wednesday on Interstate 880. The driver has not been officially identified.
The LA Police Department on track to get millions of dollars in additional funding to hire hundreds of new cops, along with money to replace an aging helicopter. Craig Venier reports on the mayor's just passed budget and the council member who was against it.
I'm not opposed to compromise.
Councilmember Ulysses Hernandez, the sole no vote against the proposed budget from LA Mayor Karen Bass.
And this budget contains $15 million for unarmed crisis response, 0.1% of our entire city budget.
13-1, that's a good vote. You do have Councilmember Ulysses Hernandez, who seems to be now in a group of one. I mean, even the other defund the police council members voted for this budget.
That's true.
Budget Committee Chairman and Council Member Bob Blumenfeld, he tells KNX there were times during the lengthy budget negotiations where he had to keep things together.
There were lots of places we could have veered off into acrimony and into divided votes, but I certainly was doing my very level-headed best to keep us on a road of collaboration. Ulysses, who voted no, I'm sure if you talk to her, there's no acrimony there. A lot of the things that she wanted, we were able to deliver.
I could not in good conscience vote yes on this budget.
KNX has reached out to Councilmember Hernandez several times. Not once has she ever granted an interview request. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This story is one of the most improbable happy endings you'll ever hear. It started with a 5-year-old boy in Chino Hills who one morning found his mom's diamond engagement ring on the bathroom counter and accidentally dropped it in the toilet. To make matters worse, he then flushed it. John Glass is that boy's stepdad, and for several days afterwards, he and his wife tried in vain to get that ring out of the home's pipes. Glass tells us the ring slid into the sewer, and they assumed it was lost forever.
Apparently it stayed there and it just slowly made its way down like our short little cul-de-sac street. And 2 weeks ago, I got a call from the guy at City of Chino Hills, and He basically told me, hey, can you describe your ring? Because I think we found it. I described it and he said, this is it. We found it 14 months later.
So over 1 year later, the engagement ring is back and Glass says he already knows what his future toast will be at his stepson's wedding.
I can imagine. A pedestrian and bicycle path in Long Beach opens tomorrow. People are going to be able to walk and pedal 200 feet above the water, above the Port of Long Beach. The path is called the Mark Bixby Memorial Bicycle Pedestrian Path. It replaces the former Gerald Desmond Bridge.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, hey, Alexa, play KNX News. You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.